This is Mike speaking.
Oh, hi, Mike. My name's Tara. I'm over at Local Flash. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. I appreciate that. And the reason for my call, Mike, we're a data service provider to Google and Bing. And what prompted my call to you is we wanted to speak with you about listing Good2Go inspections on the first page of Google for your keywords there, like your services in your area. And certainly you've used Google before in your life, but have you done a search recently for home inspection services in your area by any chance?
I have, yes.
Okay, perfect. So you know when you did that search, there was the map of the local area. It'll pop up in the middle of that page.
Mm-hmm.
And then next to that map, there's a list of some of the local guys that service within that area. And as I'm sure you can imagine, there are pages and pages of results in there, but you may have seen like Home Tech Inspections or J. Gregory Home Inspections. Do you know those guys by any chance?
I don't know them, no.
No? Okay, well, they're smaller. They're the locals there, too. They're just a couple that are benefiting from being listed there in your area now. And that's where we would be listing you, is right there alongside them. So now Good2Go would be one of those local options when people search from there as well. Now, the reason you're getting this call today is they had that other first page position become available in your geographic area for that category. So we're assigned to that area today. There's a team of agents who will be calling through to fill that other position there. And the rule that Google has is we can work with one business per position. So once that other position is filled there today, we can't accept any additional companies in from your territory who offer the same services. So just like those guys, you'll always be one of the local options for people at that moment, well, that very moment that they're ready to make that call, you'll be there to catch them too. And that all makes sense so far, right?
So far, you make sense, yes.
Okay, beautiful. And a couple of questions, Mike. How long have you been operating as Good2Go Inspections?
The business was established in
2022. Okay. And it's just you, right? It's not like you and a team of inspectors?
Correct.
Okay, that's kind of what I figured. And then I was looking at the area that you're in, and I know that the 32566 is home base for you, but how far are you typically traveling for the work?
So 32566 is just my business address. That's not actually the area that I'm working out of.
Okay, I'm glad I asked. So where are most of your inspections being done?
As far as a zip code goes?
Or just the city or the distance from there?
Most of my stuff from there is about 60 miles away.
60? Okay, so outside of Santa Rosa County?
Oh, no, you're way off. You're looking at a home address from years ago. I'm down in Manatee County, which is 500 miles away from there.
Oh, really? Okay. So you're more like the Tampa area, right?
Correct.
Okay. So 60 miles, like south, like down to Fort Myers?
So my business address is in Tampa, but I work out of a different area, because I use a registered agent for my business, so all correspondence goes to a registered agent address.
Oh.
I work in Tampa specifically. I'm actually basing out of Manatee County.
Okay, so Manatee County is where most of the inspections are happening. Is that what
I'm
hearing?
Yeah, Manatee and Sarasota, yes.
Oh, in Sarasota, okay. And then the website is the g2ginspect.com?
Correct.
Is that you? Okay. Oh, there you are. Oh, you're a veteran-owned company.
Yes.
Very nice. Thank you so much for your service. You know, Google loves the veteran-owned companies. They have special rates for our veteran-owned businesses. And for that position, Mike, it's just month-to-month pricing. There are no contracts or anything like that. And based on everything so far, there are no negative reviews anywhere online for good-to-go inspections over the last couple of years that you've been in business. The website looks good. You meet all of the criteria that's required. And overall, you see value in all of this being listed there as one of those local options for people at that moment they are searching?
I do. I'm just looking to see how much this is going to cost.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So the good news is if you're the veteran, you get the veteran's rate. So let me grab John. He's my regional manager for the area to apply that rate reduction for me. I will get you that pricing right now. And then being that they have that category open for programming today, Mike, I think what I'm hearing from you is if we could make Google affordable, that's not a bad idea to list yourself there as an option?
It's not a bad idea. I'm just getting started in this area, so I'm just starting with Angie's List as well, who does a lot of advertising for me. But it all comes down to the price, put it that way.
Okay, well, let me grab John. We'll get the rate reduced. And really the hard part about getting to that first page position, it's not the cost anyway, especially with the veterans rate, but it's the availability of the category, and that we have. That's why we're assigned to it today. But, yeah, let me grab John. We'll get the rate in place, and we'll do our best to make it fit. Hang on here.
Hey, Mike.